Part 1. You always remember your first. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. I grew up in Napili, Hawaii, on the island of Maui. Napili is a small, beautiful island town. Watching the sunrise in Napili is like watching God paint a masterpiece with heavenly shades of purples, reds, oranges, blues, pinks, and yellows. The vibrant and soft colors awaken the mind of birds, and the cool, moist trade winds slowly stir and carry the fragrances of tropical flowers, plumeria, white ginger, and mock orange, into the air. There is no place on this earth I have found to be more beautiful or peaceful to my spirit. The ocean is every shade of blue the mind's eye can imagine. I was blessed to grow up in paradise. This good fortune isn't lost on me, and I know it was a gift from God. My mother, Sandy, and my father, Ray, divorced when I was too young to remember. My dad, my Hawaiian stepdad, Tony, though I never saw him under this step label, was my hero. He was huge and towered over most people with shoulders wider than a 747 jet. His smile was brighter than the sun, and his laugh would lift the world out of darkness. I loved and adored him. We would go to the beach and spend hours playing together in the water while my baby brother and my mom would play on the beach. My favorite game with him at the beach was whale. I would strap onto my dad like a backpack, with my arms around his neck, and he would dive deep under the water. When I needed a breath of air, I would pull up on his neck, and he would surface for a fraction of a second, long enough for me to grab a quick breath of air and dive back under the water. He stayed under the water the whole time. I was amazed. I swore he could breathe underwater. I had my very own Hawaiian Aquaman. Sorry, Jason Momoa. You played a great Hawaiian Aquaman, but my dad was my favorite. I loved holding on to him. I loved the closeness. It was a particular time in my life when I felt loved, secure, and special. I felt like I belonged to him, but this wasn't the norm. Most of the time, my dad was busy. He was an extremely hard worker, a proud one. Like most Hawaiian men in Napili, he worked in the pineapple fields. He also did whatever he could to keep the family afloat in Hawaii's expensive economy. He raised cattle, horses, pigs, and goats, did side jobs, and probably did much more than I'm aware of to keep food on the table. His strength and stamina left an indelible impression on me. He didn't have an off switch. He was go all the time. Except on the rare days when we went to the beach, which made these days extra special. When we weren't at the beach, I felt like I was in his way, and I'm sure to a point I was. I was only 8 years old, not big enough to do the hard work he was tasked with. Nevertheless, I longed for the time to be close to my hero. While I was battling for his time, something else was doing the same and winning. Addiction. My dad has been sober for over 30 years now. He has become one of my most significant sources of strength and a mentor to others who find themselves in the same struggle. But this is now. It was early evening. I was 8 years old. And my little brother was two. My mother told us that we needed to get in the car to go pick up my dad. We drove to a small beach park not far from our tiny apartment, where he was waiting for us. He stumbled into the car and slammed the door. I smelled a familiar scent, but this time it was intense. It filled the car.